I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. While you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You can call into the studio at 312-642-5600. And remember to check out our amazing sponsors, Tandem HR. They are our solution center. Check out their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. So indeed, a jam-packed lineup it is. But first, I just wanted to mention how saddened I am by the news of certainly this weekend, but also over the entire past week. It's been a week of tragedy, of sadness, beginning with the threats and the bombs that have been sent out to so many leaders. There was a attempted shooting at an African-American church, and then, of course, this weekend's most deadly attack on Jewish community in United States history. Just devastating. And I know all of our thoughts and prayers are with our friends in Pittsburgh, but we can all do something about it. There's going to be a vigil in Skokie tomorrow evening, and I'll be posting information on my website. But please check in with me on my website. Would love to hear what you're doing by trying to pay it forward, trying to do, as we say, a mitzvah, a good deed, trying to do something positive in community. If we all did that, we'd make the world a less hateful place. But back to business. I am thrilled to be joined by my first guest, Rick Miller, who is an unconventional turnaround specialist, sought-after speaker, and leader and expert in driving sustainable growth. For over 30 years, he served as a successful senior executive in roles including president, CEO, and Fortune 10, 30 nonprofit startup companies, including AT&T Global Services and Lucent Technologies. Rick Miller, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Shalom.
Absolutely. So you are the author of a fantastic book, a book that I spent quite a bit of time enjoying, Be Chief. It's a choice, not a title. And that's something that I believe in. The points that you laid out is so well written. And Rick, to start, I'm curious, what inspired you and when was the realization that being chief is, as you say, not just a title?
Well, you know, there were a couple of major points along the way, but it probably goes all the way back to the good fortune I had to be the son of a dad who was an individual in human resources. Back in the day, they called it personnel. And dad's amazing career, to me, his oldest son, kind of came down to one key fact. He worked in a non-union machine tool shop. And in the 27 years there, Shalom, there was never even a union vote. Only because, in my opinion, they taught my dad taught me and taught everybody at the machine tool shop that, you know, you really need to connect with people. It's not about titles. It's about communication and respect. And that was a lesson that I learned early on in my life and relearned it time and time again.
So, Rick, essentially the point that you make in the book is that conventional wisdom that basically defines chiefs as rulers of people, those are the top that hold the most power. You say that essentially that's wrong. Is that so? And what would you suggest for our listeners, whether a small company or a big company, how can they restructure their organizations?
Well, absolutely. Let's go right to it. The issue of chiefs, I've always been fascinated by the term chief, and it's really because of the power associated with the word chief. And conventional wisdom does talk about power in terms of authority and control that comes from a position or a title. I think more and more these days people understand that true power is in the hands of every individual worker. And if we define power as energy and clarity and confidence, that definition, Shalom, is available to all of us. So companies can do a lot of different things to create environments where people bring out their best. I always talk about creating a place where people can bring their A game every day. Some of it can be done top down, but interestingly in the book, we talk about the opportunity employees have to influence each other, not looking up the org chart, but looking side to side to help each other be more powerful.
Sure. And in your book, you talk about a 6-year-old girl, Melissa. Tell us briefly the story of Melissa and how you've used her story to inspire the many companies that we talked about a moment ago that you've been fortunate to lead.
Well, most importantly, years ago, she inspired me. I was volunteering at a rehabilitation hospital, working in a 100-degree pool for trying to stretch the muscles of kids that had some physical disabilities. Melissa, when I first met her, she was sitting in a wheelchair off to the side waiting for her turn to come into the pool. Again, a 6-year-old girl with cerebral palsy. When I first met her, she had clenched fists that were up by her shoulders. And she had a dream, Shalom. Her dream was to work with me and the physical therapist I was helping to slowly extend her arms out because they were just rigid. And extend her arms out. She wanted to grab a small Nerf basketball and drop it in a net that was floating in the water, as you've seen in many pools, and score 2 points. It took us 6 months for her to recognize her dream. And all during that time, she displayed the kind of attributes that I think true chiefs, really, really exemplify. So, for example, when we first met her, she was very still, sitting by the side of the pool. She was waiting for her turn. Yet when she got in the pool, she was incredibly present. She was listening to the instructions of the physical therapist. She was as hardworking as anybody I've ever met. Yet she was very generous with her spirit and always said thank you at the end. So she's very grateful. So I look at the things that true chiefs are, and they are. They can be still, they're present, they're grateful, they're generous, and they're hardworking. And I was so inspired by that wonderful girl, Melissa, that I can share with you that all author proceeds from this book are going to help special needs kids.
That's amazing. Incredible story and incredible outcome. And clearly that's yet another reason folks will need to purchase the book, but we'll get there in just a moment. So you suggest, Rick, that leaders should bring more of their personal lives into their professional settings. That's something that I've said for a long time, and I believe. But why is that important? And why is that, beneficial in a corporate setting?
Well, it's critical because the key to a powerful individual is confidence. And I believe, Shalom, that the key to a truly confident individual is somebody who understands their values. And when we bring our personal values into work, we don't have one set of values at home and a different set of values when we walk in the office. It's part of who we are. So when we show up at work, really talking about our values and writing about our values and displaying our values, I think we bring all of ourselves into work, not trying to artificially keep something away. And I think the people around us resonate with that, and the energy and the confidence that has, it spreads throughout an organization. The person feels better, and by the way, the organization performs much better.
Now that's be inspired. You mentioned that with the story through Melissa, but it can be in any scenario. Be inspired, combine the personal and the professional. It will do well for an organization. So we are approaching the end of our time together, but you also mention a study that shows that 50% of team members self-identify as introverts, who you
Yes.
call the quiet chiefs. How
Yes.
can we better engage with them?
Well, there's a lot there, but I know time is short, so let me give you one specific example for your listeners, if that would be helpful.
Please.
Many times a leader will say, I want to bring a group of people together and do a brainstorming session. So rather than wait and have an open forum where an introvert might not feel comfortable raising their hand, if an individual sent out a note the night before the meeting and said, tomorrow we're going to talk about this, but if you have ideas that you'd like to share in writing ahead of time, I would welcome them. So there's a real practical example of how you have to find ways for introverts to provide their incredible input in ways that are comfortable for them, because they're unlikely to raise their hand or stand up in an open forum. Yet they've got great ideas, and it's every manager's opportunity to find ways that they can bring their great input in ways that fit them.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Rick Miller, the author of Be Chief, It's a Choice, Not a Title. As you mentioned, the profits of the book sales going to benefit special needs individuals. Fantastic lessons in the book and fantastic cause. Rick, where can people learn more about the book and learn more about you?
Real simple, Shalom, and thank you for asking. BeChief.com, BeChief.com. You can download a free copy of the book. You can take a quick survey to figure out how powerful you are. You can read about the nonprofit that's getting all the money, and you can become aware of the new definition of power.
BeChief, thank you so much, Rick, for joining us on the program. Coming up, I'm going to be chatting with Dr. Mitchell Weisberg, the medical director of Vicare. You won't want to miss that conversation. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and we will be right back.
Sean Hannity sees a shaky foundation.
Now that there's irrefutable and incontrovertible evidence that it's the highest-ranking members of the FBI and DOJ that are involved in nefarious activities and abuse of power to prevent one person from becoming president, the House of Cards is beginning to tumble.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joel Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
The moment your child was born, your life changed forever. A dream came true, but other dreams, like getting your master's degree, may have been put on hold. But it's not too late. Patricia is earning her MBA from the University of Illinois as part of the iMBA program, 100% online on Coursera.
After giving birth, it was really hard. I don't think I would be able to have finished any other program.
Coursera is your online path to master's degrees from acclaimed universities. Discover the degree right for you by texting ARRIVE to 250250. Applications available now.
Getting my MBA makes me feel empowered. I don't need to stop working. I don't need to stop being a mother. I don't need to stop having my life. And that is everything.
Find the degree right for you by texting ARRIVE to 250250. Coursera, your course to success. Text ARRIVE to 250250.
Gear up for hunting season at Shrink Smoke and Gun. All in-stock rifles and shotguns are 10% off during the month of October. If a pistol is what you're looking for, take 15% off all used 380 and 45 ACP pistols. It's also time for Glocktober deals. Stop in for the lowest prices allowed for all Glock firearms. And with the largest selection of new, used, and consignment firearms in Lake County, you'll avoid the Cook County firearm and ammo tax with just a short drive north. For gunsmithing, you know you can count on family-owned Shrinks for over half a century. Cigar lovers, be sure to stock up from Shrank's humidors. And don't miss Shrank's special Glocktober sale. Visit smokethenngun.org or call 847-662-4034. That's 847-662-4034 or online at smokethenngun.org. Shrank's Smoke and Gun in Waukegan, your family-owned gun store since 1964.
back on Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Get on my website, shalomklein.com, where you can download podcasts, get a sneak peek of who will be on future week's show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And this is the, I guess, the Halloween edition. Dr. Mitchell Weisberg, Medical Director of ViCare, thanks for joining me here in studio in costume.
Thank you, Shalom. It's always a pleasure to come here.
Absolutely. Well, it's radio, so I guess most people can't see what you're wearing, but those of you that are tuning in through Facebook Live will see Dr. Mitchell Weisberg is dressed up like Dr. Mitchell Weisberg. Shameless plug, check out our Facebook page, Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. Mitch, thanks for joining me. So ViCare, tell me what ViCare is and what ViCare is not.
I think I'll start with what ViCare is not. For your audience, it is not your typical wellness program. We don't call ourselves a wellness program because wellness programs tend to not care too much about well-being and vitality, and that's what we focus on, like a laser beam. And it's primarily in patients or individuals who have multiple chronic conditions. While we know that the healthcare system does very well by them in terms of controlling these conditions, the healthcare system does not necessarily focus on their well-being or their vitality, and that's our job. That's what we do.
Absolutely. So we know what ViCare is not, but when we talk about what ViCare is, I know you're fond of a motto that you've shared many times in the past, which is leave the well enough alone. What does that actually mean?
Well, that's exactly right, Shalom. Thank you.
When you say something, I listen.
Thank you. So by leaving the well enough alone, what I'm implying here is that's, again, what wellness programs mostly do is the most wellness-minded individuals in an organization are the ones that tend to join those in leaving the people who don't feel so well behind. And the first thing we do is try to find out how well people are feeling. And we really, if people are feeling great, that's terrific. We don't really offer them much. Those that are not feeling well, we offer them an outstanding program, one that is very individualized for them as well as highly personal, with a licensed clinical social worker who's trained in something called motivational interviewing, which I'll show you a little example of shortly. And we do use technology, but our technology is not our program. The ViCare guide and the individual are really very much involved with each other, and that's what our program runs on.
So many of our listeners have, at some point or another, either mandated by their workplace or insurance company, they have participated in one of those classic wellness programs. And that means that they had to take a blood test. They may have had to complete a very, very lengthy interview. Why does that approach not work, and why is it not part of the ViCare method?
Well, it doesn't work because all those questionnaires that people are filling out and all those blood tests that people take and maybe some vital signs that they're taking have absolutely nothing to do. I'm saying this from 30 years of being a practicing physician. I could tell you that those numbers and those questionnaires have nothing to do with people's sense of vitality or well-being. And that to us is what's really most important, and it's what's most important to the employer as well, is the well-being of their employees. And these numbers and all these other things have turned out not to really give such relevant information or be converted into enhanced well-being or vitality of a workforce.
Fascinating. So ViCare ultimately is a free program which is offered anonymously by employers dedicated to optimizing the well-being and vitality of individuals with multiple chronic medical conditions. So Dr. Weisberg, you mentioned just a few minutes ago that there is something called a ViScore and something, a process through, I believe you called it motivational interviewing.
Right.
So what does that process look like?
I'll tell you. Basically, instead of all these screeners and blood tests and weights and measurements, we're basically going to, we start with every individual asking them to rate their well-being, their vitality, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. And we're really looking for those individuals who are saying 6 or less. And then we're asking them the next question. This is all driven by what an individual says, not by what we dictate. We're asking them now, to if they're a 6 or lower, we ask them simply why, in their own words, describe to us in a way that, you know, you, in your own words, exactly why you think you feel this way. Then we ask them, what do you think you could do to change it?
But when you talk about measuring and determining a score, is it based on actual physical symptoms? What are the things that you want people to look at?
That's a great question. So I like to tell people it's all in. I'm talking your well-being, your vitality is in terms of your mental health, physical health, spiritual health, however, whatever it is, it all comes together into this one number. Describe it. What are you?
So if you're not feeling like a 10, then that's okay, and that's enough of a justification to put down that number.
That's correct. This is completely designed to be subjective, again, because that's, to us, what's most important is what that individual is feeling.
So it's a fascinating process, and all of this exercise is really completed, as you mentioned, through that motivational interviewing process by somebody that's trained in the process. And what are they called, and why is their role so critical and so important?
So they're, by training, they are licensed clinical social workers. We train them, myself and my clinical partner, Corey Campbell, who himself is getting his PhD in social work as we speak, train the licensed clinical social workers that become VICARE guides in motivational interviewing. Corey is an absolute expert in this. This demonstration of the VI score and getting people to identify what they are feeling and what they could do about it is really the entree into this whole process called motivational interviewing. Then the licensed clinical social worker meets with them on a regular, what you'd call high touch. It's weekly meetings with these VICARE guides and working on these things, and also helping people really understand why their well-being is what it is further by, you know, through discussing it and are analyzing what they're saying. So it's very our pilots are going great. This is actually working. We're enhancing the vitality of employees in the Peoria area right now, and I'm very proud of this.
So, again, we're chatting with Dr. Mitchell Weisberg, Medical Director of VICARE. We talked all about what VICARE is not. We talked about what VICARE is. We talked about the exercise. We talked about the VICARE guides and the VI score. Lots of VIs in there. Lots of very helpful information. But, Mitch, in our very short time remaining, I want to flip it over back to the employer side of things. You just mentioned some of these pilots that are taking place. And the reason we keep having this conversation, the reason you and I are both so passionate about this, is because we believe this is the way of the future, that this is how wellness should be, essentially, that
yes.
Vitality. But it also, frankly, saves money.
That's correct. While employers, of course, are, you know, we have to believe are altruistic, they also are in business. And this paying attention to the well-being of employees is good business, because well-being actually corresponds very much to work performance and productivity. And so the better an employee feels, the better they perform. So this is really the ultimate win-win. And again, we leave the well enough alone. We're really interested in making people well, and therefore starting with people who don't feel so great.
So rarely do you have a true win-win, but this is one of those. So no doubt the phone lines will be lighting up. People will want to visit the website. Where can people learn more, employers or employees, learn more about the VICARE process?
There's one more VI. It's VICARE.com.
VICARE.com. You can check it out, learn more. Meet virtually Dr. Mitchell Weisberg, once again, Medical Director of VICARE. Mitch, thank you so much for joining me on the air. We'll be sure to continue the conversation in future weeks.
Thank you, Shalom.
Absolutely. And Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Visit the website, tandemhr.com. Check out my website, shalomkline.com. I'll be posting links to Vicare, be posting links to the vigil that I mentioned earlier in the program. We all need to come together to combat hate. We can all do it. This is a conversation that I'd like to continue off the air. So connect with me through my website, through social media. Get Down to Business. We'll be right back.
Not a day goes by without a terrorist attack somewhere in the world or violence right here in our own streets. It can be paralyzing, which is why we're here at AM 560. We try to make sense of it all. But sometimes, you're looking for a deeper understanding of life's most troubling issues. We'd like to encourage you to check out our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. We'll still be here when you come back, but give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com. Because even when you have the answers, you still need hope.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Hanley. Vigils and ceremonies are taking place in remembrance of the 11 victims killed during a mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. This man lost a friend.
I'm just sad. I felt really angry when I first heard it. I felt shocked and then I sort of felt angry. I'd never really lost anybody to violence like this.
Speaking from a Manhattan synagogue, the Reverend Al Sharpton called for unity.
Let us stand together with the Jewish community as they mourn, because we're all part of a human family that should not suffer the pain and anguish those 11 families are facing today.
The suspect, Robert Bowers, makes his first court appearance tomorrow. The Boston Red Sox could win the World Series tonight against the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 5. This is Fox News.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had cancer. I have fibromyalgia. I have nerve damage and fatigue. I have thalassemia. I'm hypoglycemic. So my life since cancer, I've had to learn how to live with it. But starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
If you maintain an industrial plant, you know your dust collection systems are a vital part of the operation of your plant. Without them, things can get dusty quick. And when your dust collection system malfunctions, the downtime can cost your plant money. Time to call the professionals at Vans Industrial for help.
Hi, I'm Dave Van Camp, owner of Vans Industrial. At Vans, we work with many different types and sizes of dust collectors, from 1,000 CFM to 100,000 CFM. If your system needs housing repair, tube sheet, pulse valves, ductwork, or collection hoods, give us a call. Schedule an inspection today to keep things running smoothly and avoid costly downtime. And when you're ready for a new dust collector, we can design your system from the collection hoods to the stack for plants of all size applications.
Vans uses only the best and safest union-trained mechanics, insured at the highest level, to perform the job right. Call 833-VANS-IND. That's 833-VANS-IND. Or on the web at vansindustrial.com. Famous Winston Churchill quotes, presented by Automated Systems.
Winston Churchill once stated, "The main vice of capitalism is the uneven distribution of prosperity. The main vice of socialism is the even distribution of misery."
It's important we support companies that share our conservative values. If you are a manufacturer, I encourage you to call my friend, Laz Kulchar from Automated Systems. As a software and systems integration company, Automated Systems creates custom solutions to make your production lines, facilities, and plants run more efficiently. Imagine less downtime, more speed, and fewer rejects. It doesn't matter if you're a Fortune 500 or a startup, Automated Systems delivers solutions for your toughest automation challenges. For information, I encourage you, man, to talk to Laz at Automated Systems. Call 844-HIRE-ASI or visit automatedsys.com. That's 844-HIRE-ASI.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You listen to Get Down to Business, and you can get on my website, shalomkline.com. Download podcasts, check out sneak peeks of who will be on in future weeks. It feels like it's been a long time since we talked about some networking tips, and I cannot believe it, but this week it is November 1st, and that means that holiday parties are actually going to get started. It seems crazy to think that, but actually, I was just looking at my December calendar. I already have Christmas and Hanukkah parties that are on the calendar right now, and that means you're going to be going to events that you will increasingly be uncomfortable, awkward at. It's almost a guaranteed thing. So I wanted to share some networking tips with you. In fact, 10 networking tips for you to help you make a great first impression at an event. The first one would be obviously, the goal is you want to get out there and you want to meet people that you otherwise would not know. So get out there and build genuine personal connections. Networking events are a bit like being set up on a blind date, and similar rules apply. Don't take over the conversation and talk about yourself and your business. People want to feel that you're genuinely interested in them. Ask questions, get to know the other person, smile. Not only does smiling make it easier for people to connect with you because you are more open and welcoming, it also helps people remember you and your company. Show real interest. Listen when you join a conversation and then show that you are listening. Take a few minutes to listen to the conversation when joining a group of people. It's an effective way to make a good first impression is to join a conversation with a comment that shows that you are listening to the current group of people. And be yourself and don't try to sell. I found that the best approach in a networking event is to be myself and talk about my business in a casual, non-salesy way. You want to research attendees. Many events will post who's going to be there. And you could research and come prepared with questions. And bring a friend. If you're able to attend an event with someone you know from another company, it's great to meet people together. That way you can talk each other up. And be curious. People love to talk about themselves. That key to making good first impression is to be curious about the other people. Asking a thoughtful question is a great way to put others at ease and demonstrate your listening skills. And number 8, introduce yourself with an anecdote that resonates. When you have a one-liner or a story about what we love, about what we do, people will remember that. And remember, you can learn how you can help each new connection. Networking is a powerful way to build business connections, but it's important that your objective is in meeting new people isn't self-serving. Be authentic, try to help people, and finally, go in without a strict agenda and try to make a new friend. As much as you want to have a plan, you want to research, don't be too scripted. Make sure you think out of the box and really focus on how you're going to build new connections, new relationships that will help you in the future. And this applies both for holiday networking events. It applies for other chambers of commerce and other groups that you might be involved in. Everybody can get out there and network. Everybody can build new connections. So as we approach the holiday season, if you're meeting people within your company or outside of your company, follow these 10 tips. I'll be posting them on my website as well. And let me know what you think. I always love the engagement. Would love to hear what works for you. What tips do you have in your next network for some of our listeners at their next networking event or holiday party? Would love to hear what you think. You can get on my website, shalomkline.com. Follow me on Twitter, @ShalomKline. And I'm on Facebook Live right now. So chime in with your comments, questions, and feedback. Still have a great lineup ahead. We've got some great guests on the program. And very, very, very excited. But my book, Get Down to Business, will be published and will be available. It is already available for pre-order on Amazon. Again, the title, easy to remember. It's Get Down to Business. Check it out on Amazon.com. And we'll be talking some more about that in future weeks. So Get Down to Business is the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, TandemHR.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. We're going to be back in just a few moments. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Listen to Get Down to Business.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hi, it's Amy Jacobson, and I've been raving about MyPillow for years now, but I know a lot of our listeners still aren't sleeping on a MyPillow. Well, even if you sleep well on a different pillow, I recommend you try sleeping on a MyPillow. That's because you can actually move the fill to get the support you need, regardless of your sleep position. And like I've told you, I never wake up with a stiff neck or headache. They're made in America, washable and dryable, hypoallergenic, and a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. So go online or call now for the buy one, get one free deal on premium MyPillows. One for you and the other for a loved one or as a holiday gift. You'll still get 30% off everything else, including the MyPillow mattress toppers, pet beds that my dog Bunky loves, luxury Giza cotton sheets, and more if you use the promo code Amy. So visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. That's 800-489-0201, promo code Amy.
Wow, we've been doing a lot of roofs.
And we're ready to do yours.
This is Mark Olson.
And Greg Olson from Crumweedy. Okay, say it. If your roof is needy,
call Crumweedy.
Remember that when you need repair or when you need a new roof.
It's so important to choose your roofing company wisely.
Here's our pitch.
Installation. It's the ballgame.
We follow the manufacturer's specifications, so your warranty is totally intact. Most roofing companies don't do that.
When we give you a quote, we give you good, better, and best options. You decide.
And we're not going anywhere.
We're a third-generation family business. 65 years of doing great roofs.
We run the company on good, conservative values.
For any roofing problem or need, call your roofing guys, Crumweedy.
Do we have any special offers? Sure. Just ask. We'll take care of you.
Get all the info at myroofisneedy.com.
When your roof is needy,
call Crumweedy.
630-595-8020. 630-595-8020.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. As promised, I'm thrilled to be joined by Doug Branson, the W. Edwards Sell Chair at the University of Pittsburgh. He's been a visiting professor at Cornell University, Universities of Washington and Hong Kong, and Melbourne University, among others. Doug, thank you so much for joining me on the program.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So your new book is The Future of Tech is Female, How to Achieve Gender Diversity. Tell me what inspired you to write this book.
Well, a couple things. I'm a father of two daughters, and Pardon me. I think most fathers of daughters these days want their daughters to be able to do anything their sons could do. And the second thing is that I had a colleague who wrote about how women are judged differently because they respond in a different register. They don't use imperatives as much. They use more suggestive language, and that's often interpreted as they're more emotional or they're more analytical. And that doesn't mean anything. There's no connection between the two. She wrote in the area of criminal law about Miranda warnings and other interrogation techniques used with criminal defendants. And I thought the same thing applies in corporate law, in corporate governance with senior executives and directors. So that started me about 20 years ago, and actually this is the third book. I have two other books in the field that were written in 2007 and 2010, and I've spoken all over the world about this subject.
You sure have. So there are certain industries in particular. I'm going to point my finger at technology. Tech is exhibit A in the corporate failure to hire and promote women. There are many, many, many obstacles to women advancing from entry level to C-suite. So what do you have to say to the folks in leadership in the tech world? How can they start to evaluate and adopt specific procedures and programs designed to hire and support women?
Well, first of all, we have to shift the focus. The focus has always been on what women can do, you know, be more aggressive, network, get mentors. Some of the advice books are actually very juvenile, you know, lower your voice, watch Monday Night Football. And the corporate side, the employer side, nothing is ever mentioned. And so they get away with expressing some noble sentiments, and that's it. So my book is really about how to achieve gender diversity in a wide variety of settings. And information technology is really used as an example because it has the worst record of any industry in hiring and promoting women. But so I have a number of techniques that corporations should consider gathered from a wide variety of sources, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, England, Norway, France. And so it's time that we pushed companies and industries to do something about relaxing the barriers that prevent women from progressing upward in their organizations.
Yeah, so your message essentially is that it's the firms themselves that hire, and that's where the responsibility lies to increase the hiring and promotion of women. So I'm curious, why do so many leaders in industry have tin ears on the subject of diversity?
I think that they're obtuse. They have a tin ear, and the tin ear is allowing them to continue to do what they did 40 or 50 years ago, and that is hire and especially promote people who look like themselves. So 50 years ago, 40 years ago, it was persons who wore the same type clothing. You know, they called them 42 longs. They bought their suits at Brooks Brothers. They wore rep ties. They used sports metaphors to describe these people. You know, they're quarterback types. They are people able to throw the knockout punch. They can shoot the three. And here we come 40 or 50 years later, and it's the same kind of attitude, but maybe applied a little more internally rather than externally. So in information technology, for example, the people who get promoted are the people who look just like the superiors internally. So they're, to use a bad word, maybe nerds and geeks and people that remind the people in ascendancy of what they might have been like when they were younger. And that it's just the system seems to be perpetuating itself. So it's time for industry to stop just spouting noble sentiments and get in place some programs and talk about some things that actually will result in more progress on these issues.
I'm chatting with Doug Branson, the author of the new book, The Future of Tech is Female, How to Achieve Gender Diversity. And Doug, you have traveled around the world, quite literally speaking, consulting all over the place. But you've also seen, I understand, that other countries outside of the United States have better programs effectively repairing gender imbalance. Where should the United States and our companies be looking? And give us some of those examples.
Well, Norway was the first to adopt a quota law in 2003. And they said that by 2007, 40% of the directors of publicly held companies had to be of the opposite sex. They don't even specify male or female. They're bred in the bone, gender neutral. And about seven or eight jurisdictions in the European community have followed that. France, Germany, it's a 30% quota, the Netherlands, Italy. By contrast, the United Kingdom has absolutely refused to think even about a quota law, and instead they have a pledge program, and they also have a comply or disclosure regulation through the stock exchanges. Many countries do not have an SEC like we do. The regulatory function is in the stock exchange and the securities exchanges. So comply or explain, pledge programs. If we look at Australia, about 2011, they instituted an added component to mentoring programs. I mean, the complaint is that mentoring is recommended over and over and over again, and it leads nowhere. People say, women say, I've been mentored to death for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, and I haven't progressed at all. So in Australia, they combined a mentoring program with a sponsorship program. And 67 of the 100 largest corporations in Australia's board chairs agreed to mentor and then sponsor a woman to become a director of a publicly held entity in Australia. So the mentoring plus sponsorship is an idea.
Sure.
Another idea that's floated frequently is the structured search that there are no quotas, but there are requirements that in the penultimate stage of hiring, like what my students would call the callback stage, you include a minority person. It has an actual on-site visitation, not a conference phone call, not something strictly on paper, but that a minority person or a person of the opposite gender be included in the final list, and that's proven very successfully. Well, it's proven successful. I will subtract the very, but in the National mm-hmm. Football League, and they're expanding it to other positions. So those are some of the ideas that are in the book.
That's very helpful. And in our minute remaining, I'm curious, a lot of the conversation throughout this country is the solution is STEM. We hear that acronym all the time, science, technology, engineering, and math. We've got to teach STEM incentives. We've got to put in these programs, and that will fix the gender gap. What do you have to say to all those that are pushing that message?
Now, what do I think? Say the last line again, please.
Regarding the STEM incentives that are being pushed around the country.
Oh, the STEM incentives. I think that's an oversold idea, and I think corporate America is complicit in it because the costs of doing that are not borne by corporate America. They're borne by colleges and universities and down into high schools. And in my studies, I've studied 27 women who've become senior executives, a paltry number in information technology. 25 of them have law degrees or MBAs. Only two have STEM backgrounds. And if we broaden that to a couple of studies I've done of female CEOs, it's similar. Over 70% of them have MBAs or law degrees, and only, I think, five or six of the total have STEM-type degrees. So STEM might lead you to a first job and a first promotion, but beyond that, you would be too lopsided with a STEM-only background, and you need leavening. You need business background. You need managerial accounting.
Sure.
You need English language and further communication skills.
Well, Doug Branson, I'm going to have to leave it there. We are out of time, but The Future of Tech is Female, that's the name of the book, and appreciate all of the background on this very, very critical topic. Doug Branson, where can people learn more about the book?
Okay, great. Amazon. It's on Amazon and the NYU Press in New York. They have a website as well.
Perfect. Check out the book, The Future of Tech is Female. Doug Branson, thank you so much for joining me on the air. Get down to business. We'll be right back.
Sometimes when it rains, it pours right into your basement. This is Gus from Chicagoland Waterproofing. My mission is to identify why your home is taking on water and fix it. I want you to sleep at night during a rainstorm and not worry about your basement filling up with water. Like our client Kim from Mount Prospect.
We had chronic basement flooding and no one could figure out why. During a huge storm, water was pouring in through the window wells of our finished basement and we had to bail out 6 inches of water. We got a bunch of estimates, but Gus's was the most reasonable, plus he knew exactly what the problem was. He put in a full basement drain tile system and an additional sub pump with a backup battery. Chicagoland Waterproofing gave us peace of mind. I like to say, in Gus we trust.
From simple sump pumps to complex storm drainage and crack foundation solutions, Chicagoland Waterproofing's work comes with a lifetime warranty. Plus, a fully licensed plumber is always on staff. Request your estimate today at ChicagolandWaterproofingPros.com or call 847-296-3500.
Hi, this is Amy Jacobson, and just because summer's over doesn't mean it's too late to paint your home. You know, the new thing right now is painting kitchen and bathroom cabinets white. And CertaPro painters can do just that. Mine are gorgeous, and it really opens up the kitchen and bathroom. Their quality work and attention to detail is unmatched. And the cold weather will be here soon. Sorry for the buzzkill, but this is Chicago, and you know what happens every 3 or 4 months. So it's time to make sure the exterior of your home is protected from the elements. And you'll want the interior looking great for holiday parties with family and friends. Yes, that's right around the corner. So don't put it off. Time to hire CertaPro painters, your residential and commercial painting experts. You can schedule a free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C, or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated. Once again, get a free estimate at CertaPro.com or call 800-GO-CERTA. CertaPro painters, we do painting, you do life.
It's been an action-packed show. Great conversations with all sorts of great guests. We talked about health and wellness. We talked about being chief and how to transform your companies. And finally, we just talked about the gender gap and some of the lessons that we can learn from other countries in ways to improve companies here within our country as well. So lots of great advice. Hope you found it helpful. As always, as I mentioned, love to engage with our listeners. Check out my website, shalomkline.com. On that website, you'll also be able to learn more about the book that I told you about. It's being released in just a few short weeks. Get Down to Business is already available for pre-sale on Amazon.com. But again, more information posted on my website. And indeed, this has been a tough week. And there are lots of memorials and lots of ways that you can show solidarity. In fact, that's what I'll be doing this evening. There are several vigils, but there's one in particular in Skokie tomorrow evening, Monday evening, at 5:30 at Skokie Valley Agatha Jacob Synagogue. So I'll be posting some information to that. Would love to see some of our loyal Get Down to Business listeners right there. So please step up. And finally, in just over 1 week, it is Election Day. You can vote. You can vote early. Don't vote often, but you can vote early. Please step up. Do your civic responsibility. Vote, regardless of who you vote for. Step up. And the largest party is the non-voting party. And it's an embarrassment. It really is an embarrassment to see how many people, talk a big game and talk and complain, but don't step up. If you have things that you care about, research candidates and get out there, find your polling place. There's early voting that's available. So Get Down to Business is powered by our friends at Tandem HR. Check out their website, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. We'll be back continuing the conversation next Sunday right here on AM560, The Answer. So to success, let's get down to business. Check out my website, shalomkline.com. We'll see you back here next Sunday, 6 p.m.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,